Rivian has filed documents with the town of Normal for a plant expansion. The footprint on 380 acres west of Rivian Motorway, across the road from the current plant, is 10.6 million square feet. Zach Dietmeyer is the plant communications director.
Really, it's a highlight of how much Rivian has grown since arriving in Normal. And this is our second round of site amendments through the Normal Planning Commission. The first occurred last summer with some expansion announcements in our body shop and our battery area, as well as for logistics purposes. We're planning for future growth at our campus with this submission.
10.6 million square feet is a lot. What will you do with that?
It's unlikely that it's as large as that, but it's really part of the plan to increase on manufacturing output at the facility. We really realized over the last year that we were going to significantly need to increase what those options were for output on site. We will be building additional outbuildings as well, for things such as customer experience on site, as well as future space for on-site community interactions, including, but not really limited to, future tour experiences. So not all of it will be directly tied to the manufacturing side, but it's a significant increase that helps with our capacity down the road.
What sort of timeline are you thinking?
Ongoing, and that's essentially why it's all included in this plan. We're going to see this all come to fruition over the next few years. Hopefully some of it even later this summer and into the fall scape. With production on the horizon starting in June, it will follow very quickly, and it will likely be as truncated as possible with those timelines to make sure that our capacity is meeting the demand that we've seen increasing since our big announcements in 2018.
What will it cost to build the expansions as laid out in the site plan and the zoning map amendment?
That is certainly ongoing as well, and it really depends on what the ultimate need is for that. I believe the latest investment that was shared was around $1.2 billion for the current facility. So a lot of that factors into the brownfield project that the former Mitsubishi plant was, but new construction will be able to move a little bit faster, and we're still kind of calculating what the extent of those costs will be.
What's the current plant employment and your ramp up to production in June through September?
We are currently at 890 employees. We are hiring another couple hundred in the next few weeks, already in the pipeline. So heavy onboarding and training going on at this time for team members in the facility, technicians, line workers, you name it, we're covering it. And as that continues toward June, we're looking at probably about 1,100 to 1,200 in the next month or so. And by the end of this entire ramp up into early next year, the final numbers are probably somewhere in the nature of 2,700 manufacturing employees on site.
As you head from 800 to 2,700 workers, how are you finding the available workforce? Are you running short of trained bodies in the region or not?
The workforce elements are broadening. It's certainly the elements that we are seeking out are collaborative folks who are very interested in learning new skills and have the energy level to buy into that team concept. It is certainly a test to be able to bring in that many bodies in that short of a time frame. But as we seek out those groups, it really does change what you're seeking at a base level, too, as a company. One of the best target groups that we've seen has been restaurant workers and those who have worked in hospitality in the past, especially servers with those energy levels, and they fit very well as team members at Rivian. I think the other big takeaway from this, and we certainly want to reiterate, we are extremely grateful for the leadership at the town, Mayor Coos and the city council, the support for Rivian from the beginning. Our growth would definitely not be possible without the local community's belief in and really contribution to our vision as that has grown. And I think we're all really excited on our side of the discussion to start to see how this truly does impact the community for what we see as decades to come.
Rivian plant spokesperson Zach Dietmeyer says it's likely a plant expansion to the west of the existing plant would be in the 1 to 2 million square foot range. The existing plant is about 3 million square feet.